City of Elk Grove Measure. E. Elk Grove Safety / Quality of Life Measure. To support essential services such as crime reduction, Rapid 9-1-1, fire, police, medical emergency / disaster response, keeping public areas safe / clean, addressing homelessness, pothole repair, / street, / park maintenance, youth crime / gang prevention programs, and other general community purposes, shall the measure establishing a 1 cent sales tax providing approximately $21,300,000 annually until ended by voters, requiring audits, citizen oversight, public spending disclosures, and all funds locally controlled, be adopted? Impartial analysis of measure. E. The City Council of the City of Elk Grove placed measure E. on the ballot to ask the city's voters whether to approve a 1%, 1%, or 1 cent per dollar, transactions and use tax. Such tax is commonly referred to as a sales tax and would be levied on the sale of tangible personal property sold at retail in the city. City retailers would collect the tax and remit the funds to the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration, which administers the tax. Measure E includes various exemptions and procedural provisions typical of this type of tax. The proposed tax is a general tax, meaning it is a tax for general governmental purposes, and it is not imposed for a specific purpose. Revenues from the tax may be used by the city for any legitimate governmental purpose, which may include, without limitation, expenditures for crime reduction, Rapid 9-1-1 service, fire, police, medical emergency, and disaster response, cleaning and maintaining public areas, including parks and recreational areas, addressing housing and homelessness, improving and maintaining public streets and roads, addressing youth crime and gang prevention programs, economic development, and other general community purposes. City staff estimates that the proposed tax would generate approximately $21,300,000 annually in additional revenue. Measure E requires the establishment of an independent citizens oversight committee and annual independent audits. Measure E also requires that at least 25% of revenue collected from the tax be held in qualified local community banks. The tax would remain in effect until repealed by a majority vote of the city voters or by the city council. The city council could temporarily suspend or reduce the tax. The city council could also amend the provisions of measure E, provided that the amendments do not increase the tax, impose a new tax, or extend the tax. The current sales tax rate in the city of Elk Grove is 7.75%, which includes a base statewide sales tax rate and a previously approved countywide 0.50% tax rate for transportation purposes. If approved, measure E would increase the sales tax rate in the city of Elk Grove by 1%. A yes vote is a vote to approve the 1% city sales tax increase. A no vote is a vote against the sales tax increase. To pass, measure E must be approved by a majority of yes votes of the qualified voters of the city of Elk Grove voting on the measure. S/ Jonathan P. Hobbs, Elk Grove City Attorney. The above statement is an impartial analysis of City of Elk Grove Ordinance No. 23-2022, adding Elk Grove Municipal Code Chapter 3.06 relating to the Elk Grove Transactions and Use Tax. If you desire a copy of the ordinance, please access the City of Elk Grove website at http://www.elkgrovecity.org/city_hall/city_government/city_clerk/election_information/ or call the office of the city clerk, City of Elk Grove, at 916-478-3635, and a copy will be sent electronically or mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure E. Yes on E. Keep Elk Grove safe and clean. Did you know? Fire department response times average 7.5 minutes, and the national standard is 5. About 75% of emergency calls to our fire department are medical emergencies, when seconds count. Yes on E ensures we have firefighters, paramedics, and life-saving equipment to improve emergency response and save lives. Yes on E fights crime. Both violent and property crime are up in Elk Grove, with more than 325 robberies and 200 car thefts last year. We need Yes on E to make our neighborhoods safer and reduce response times. We need Yes on E to keep parks and public areas safe/clean. Yes on E maintains landscaping, repairs deteriorating playgrounds, and upgrades security lighting so children have safe places to play. Yes on E keeps our money local for local needs. We determine our quality of life, safety, and stability. Yes on E provides essential services that keep us safe, including public safety, emergency response, street repair, and addresses homelessness, which is more important than ever. All funding stays local. Not a penny can be taken by the state. Yes on Measure E will reduce crime, support Rapid 9-1-1, fire, police, medical emergency/disaster response, keep public areas safe/clean, address homelessness, maintain parks/streets, fix potholes/improve traffic congestion, prevent youth gang violence/crime, attract/retain local businesses/jobs. Yes on E is fiscally accountable, including independent citizens' oversight, audits, and public spending disclosures to ensure funds are spent on priorities. None can be used for administrator salaries, and all funds must be spent locally. Yes on E is an investment in our future and essential to improving public safety and enhancing our quality of life. Join neighbors and community/business leaders in voting Yes on E. Keep Elk Grove safe. S/Sheldon Fields. Retired local firefighter, police community advisory member, youth advocate. S/Brian Noblet. Retired Elk Grove chief of police, business owner, 30-year resident. S/Angela Perry. President and CEO of Elk Grove Chamber of Commerce, small business advocate. S/Sharon Anderson. Taxpayer, neighborhood association president, 30-year resident. S/Dr. Virai Shah. Youth and park advocate, business owner, Rotary Club member. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure E was filed. No argument against Measure E was filed. No rebuttal to argument against Measure E was filed.